Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. I'm so glad you were able to join me today. We're going to continue on in a message I've been sharing on treasures in Ephesians, and we've been looking at primarily that focus verse, if you will, found in Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 15 and 17, where Paul prayed that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. And we were looking at the various sources of wisdom. How can we acquire wisdom? And the Bible is very clear. There are five sources that the Bible mentions, and we looked at in previous broadcasts, as referenced in James, the third chapter, verse 17, the wisdom that is from above, which is basically pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, and without partiality and without hypocrisy. And then, secondly, that's as far as we've gotten thus far, is the wisdom that is revealed in the Bible, the Word of God. And as I went on a little aside at the close of yesterday's broadcast, I shared what I felt was a really profound statement of wisdom when someone was in a document was asking, well, what version of the Bible should I read? Because there are so many translations that have been available to us in the last 50, 75 years. And the brother responded, whatever version that you will read and apply. Praise God. However, I was sharing that for myself, over the decades, I have learned there's an authenticity and veracity, I felt, to the Authorized King James. And they've done studies. It's not any hard. Actually, the NIV is harder to understand because you have to understand all these modern translations are copyrighted, so they have to use different words. And they found that the words of the King James were actually a couple grades more elementary than that of the NIV. However, it's not a matter for debate or argument, but I did wanted to share some comments that Dr. Henry Morris, who is now with the Lord, who has studied the Bible faithfully every day for over 60 years, was a scientist and worked in that academic world where there was such skepticism and dislike of the Word of God. And so he authored or presented a publication of the Authorized King James with his commentary. And I just wanted to share, in reference to what we're talking about, his comments on the Authorized King James versions. He says, no English translation of the Bible is perfect, though it is my conviction that the so-called King James Version comes closest to that ideal, and neither is any specific Hebrew manuscript of the text. The doctrine of inerrant inspiration applies only to the original writings called the autographs of Moses, David, and the other authors of the canonical Old Testament books. These original autographs, of course, have long since vanished. In fact, it's just as well that they have, for otherwise men would have made idols out of them. But we still can have strong confidence in the accurate preservation of the original text. Let me just pause for a moment. We can see that in the Word of God. Remember the brazen serpent that God commanded Moses to raise up in the wilderness, that when the serpents, the fiery serpents, bit the people, if they would look upon it, they would be healed. Well, look what happened to that. That became a snare to them. And also, look at Gideon. When he had that ephod created, that was also became a matter of an idol. So the fact of the matter is, God Spirit. It's not just the Word of God, it's the Spirit of God. The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. So we can trust the Spirit of God throughout the centuries of human history to give to man what was needed and required in as he searched for a knowledge of God and how to walk in a way pleasing to that God. He goes on to say, now I'm reading from Dr. Morris, the Hebrew scribes who had the responsibility of copying and transmitting the old scrolls to new generations took it very seriously, using many methods of cross-checking and rechecking to detect and correct mistakes. The present form of the Hebrew text is due largely to the efforts of a group of careful Hebrew scholars known as the Masoretes. I may be mispronouncing that, or they were known as traditionalists, and they labored mainly in Tiberias during the period AD 500 to 950. The discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls in the mid-20th century, dating about 1,000 years earlier than the oldest existing Masoretic manuscripts, confirmed the highly accurate status of the transmitted Old Testament text. Although some errors of copying and transmission were inevitable, the science of textual criticism has been able to detect most of these and restore the original text. Conservative Old Testament scholars have been able to assure us that the so-called Masoretic text is extremely reliable and an accurate replica of the ancient autographs. It is this text upon which the King James Authorized Version in English has been based. At the very least, it represents an infinitely more accurate preservation than is true for any other Near Eastern document of antiquity. We are well justified in regarding it as divinely inspired. Praise God. So, beloved, that is reassuring to know that God, through the ages, not only inspired holy men of old to write down the scriptures, but that which has been preserved and transmitted to us. Because you know what? The devil, and this is not, I don't want to spend a great deal of time on the Word of God. The devil has attempted to destroy the Word of God over the centuries. He's never been able to do it. It is still the most published, most popular book on the face of the earth. Praise God, because God's Word is a source of wisdom. Now let's go back to, I took a little detour, but let's talk about another source of wisdom, and that is what is found and revealed in the Bible. And we should ask God to give us a hunger to learn and to understand and to read the Word of God, to be as the Bereans who delighted to study the Scriptures and to daily search the Scriptures for God's truth. Some people read the Bible and they only want to gain doctrinal ideas, and they're not open to receive its wisdom. And we have to pray that God will cause the wisdom that is contained in the Bible to be revealed to us. And that's especially true for new believers. Much of that wisdom can be found in the book of Proverbs, although it's true throughout the whole Word of God. And the book of Proverbs is directed and devoted to releasing wisdom, God's wisdom, in our daily lives. And it provides an excellent daily Bible reading. There's 31 chapters. And it deals especially with the release of wisdom in human relationships. And one of the things I do for my UCM partners at the end of every year, I like to mail a Bible reading calendar. And if any of you don't happen to have one, I have very, very few left. But if you'd like to request one, I'll be happy to put it in the mail to you. Just write and give your mailing address, and I will do that. Praise God. As long as with the few that remain, I'll be happy to do that. But that particular Bible reading calendar allows a reading of the book of Proverbs every day of the month, and you do that every month. And so we can't get too much of the Word of God as it relates to our practical life. All right, now we're talking about how do we gain wisdom? Well, it comes, the wisdom that comes from the Holy Spirit, the wisdom from above. There's the wisdom that is released in the Bible and revealed in the Bible to hungry hearts. And then there's the wisdom that comes from wise counselors. You know, The fool turns away godly counsel. He that is often reproved and hardeneth his neck shall be cut off suddenly, and that without remedy. God gives people in our lives that know the Spirit of God, that know the Word of God, and with a pure heart and pure intention, that's a godly counselor, one that has true wisdom. They want to share God's wisdom with us. And these are people who have learned from two sources. They've learned from their trials, their failures, and they've also learned from the successes in their own lives. But we are human, so it's possible that this kind of wisdom could be mixed with human wisdom and not necessarily Christ's wisdom. Let me give an example. Bitterness, that can work its way into wisdom developing from trial or failure. And from someone that's enjoyed a lot of success, pride can work its way into that kind of wisdom. That's why, beloved, it's important to have discernment when we receive wisdom from others. This discernment comes from the Holy Spirit, and we should pray before we do receive the counsel of others. And as we receive counsel, sometimes it's invited, sometimes it's not invited. But we have to discern that the wisdom that is given to us from others fits in, it is complementary, it is harmonious with the wisdom that is from above. And of course, James defines it, I'll say it again, it's peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Years ago, I had a little sign I had on the bulletin board above my desk. This was back in the 70s, and it said, I don't know whatever happened to it, but I remember it because it was very worthwhile. It was sound counsel. Learn from the mistakes of others. You will never live long enough to make them all yourself. Praise God. And so, you know, the older we get, the more willing we are to hear the advice of others, the godly advice of others. Well, having said that, we've looked at three ways wisdom can be acquired directly by the Spirit of God, from the wisdom that's revealed in the pages of the Bible, the wisdom that comes from wise and godly counselors. There are a couple more ways wisdom is described as coming to us in the Word of God, and we'll cover that tomorrow. I invite you to join me at the same time. But in the moments that remain, I do want to invite you, you're not alone. We are united in the Spirit of Christ. And even if you've never written, if you feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit, I urge you to obey that prompting, because God has a reason and a purpose for it. You may be a new listener. It's not by accident. You just happen to tune in. God's got a plan. The announcer will give our contact information. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for your prayers. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,